Over the last several months, TV shows have been clamoring to interview the pop superstar Rihanna. But not just because she's topped the charts in dozens of countries. Back in February, Rihanna's boyfriend, Chris Brown, beat her up as they were heading to perform at the Grammy Awards. In August, he was sentenced to 5 years probation for a felony assault. Rihanna will finally talk on TV tomorrow during Good Morning America. NPR's Zoe Chace says she's been trying to figure out how Brown and Rihanna are feeling through their music.
They had been like the prince and princess of pop R&B, so last winter's Ugly Violence was unbelievable. The picture that circulated on the internet of Rihanna's face all busted up was almost irreconcilable with her perfect pop star image. And the idea that sweet-faced Chris Brown could have done that to her? In the stunned silence that followed, we waited for them to explain themselves. For months, neither one released any new music. Now both of them are back on the radio, and I'm scrutinizing every song and video like a mixtape my crush gave me in 10th grade, listening for a hidden message in every word. Only thing that's on my mind is who's around this town tonight. Rihanna came back to the charts late this summer. She headlined Jay-Z's single Run This Town, and she owns the track. In the video, she looks hard, like you can't mess with her. Rihanna's back, and she's badder than ever. But Chris Brown is back, too. In late September, he released this tight, unapologetic pop song. In the I Can Transform Ya video, Chris Brown is dancing, surrounded by his trademark Lamborghinis. He doesn't smile once as he hammers out the track. It made me think. I guess he's forcing himself to move on. But Rihanna doesn't sound done. Take a breath, take a deep, calm yourself, he says to me. Rihanna's next single was called Russian Roulette. It's not a love song. It's about surviving an impossible situation. Rihanna ends her song with a gunshot. The very next day, Chris Brown debuted a love ballad, Crawl. Everybody says we're through. I hope you haven't said it too. He sings, everybody says we're through. I hope you haven't said it too. Okay, so he's not over it. But I don't know if Chris Brown can do Sweet Longing anymore. He pled guilty to felony assault. The pain here isn't sexy. It just sounds like pain. Rihanna and Chris Brown are probably not creating a dialectical mixtape writ large for us all to hear. But what I hear in their music is Rihanna saying, I will not be humiliated by the events of the past year. And Chris saying, despite the awful violence you've seen, I want you to think I'm still lovable. That's a complex conversation for the pop charts. Zoe Chace, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.